double closing. 7 steps to double closing wholesale real estate. So we're going to talk about double closing. Double closing is my favorite. It's my favorite way of exit. This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this video, we're talking about double closing, 7 steps to double closing wholesale real estate. So we're going to talk about double closing. Double closing is my favorite. It's my favorite way of exiting a wholesale deal or investment deal whenever I have to flip the deal very quickly to another person, to an end buyer investor. It's my favorite. There are a few other ways to do it. You can do assignment contracts, you can do LLC transfers, but I prefer double closing because it keeps things neat and separate, and you can keep the paperwork clean. So there are 7 steps that I follow, and I want to share with you, instead of me just ranting on about double closing, I'm going to give you a quick definition of what it is. Now I'm going to give you 7 steps to how to execute on it. So double closing simply means simultaneous closing. Basically, as a wholesaler, what you're doing is you're buying a property, you put it under contract at a certain price, and you sell that contract to another person. That's ideally what it is, you know. But technically, on paper, it's basically you buying a property and you're selling that property right away to another person, and you make the money, the spread in between. So for example, a property is $400,000 after repair value, right? Ideally, I want to put it under contract at maybe about $260,000 minus the cost of repair. Cost of repair is about $50,000. So I ended up getting the property for $205,000, right? So which is a little bit less than, you know, which is pretty good, you know. So I put under contract for $210,000, and I basically turn around and sell that contract for $20,000. So the end buyer have to pay the $20,000 fee to me. They have to pay $210,000 for the property. That's $230,000. They put about $50,000 worth of repair into the property, so that's, they're up to about $280,000 now, and they get to potentially sell the property for $400,000. That's about $120,000 in gross spread and gross profit, potential profit. Don't forget there are other things, like they have to pay closing costs. Like I was saying, right now there are double closings involved in that, and those double closing cost money. So transactions, you have 2 different transactions going on, which means you will have to pay for 2 different transactions. If you have attorneys on each one of them, you have to pay pay attorneys twice. If you have title company, you have to pay them twice. If you have, well, obviously you have to pay realty transfer fees twice, you know, because there are 2 different transactions. But the cost of doing it is so minimal, so negligible, that the profit that you can potentially make, that $20,000, you probably end up with maybe $3,000 closing cost, and you're making $20,000. You can even make your buyer pay for that. So the key thing that I want you to note here is that there are 2 different transactions. So that's why they call it double closing. You're buying it on the same day you're selling it, okay? Some people call it simultaneous closing, some people call it double escrow. The other alternative is assignment contract, where you basically simply write up another contract that says you assign the original contract, which is for $205,000. You assign it to somebody else for an assignment fee of $20,000. So there's only 1 transaction. The only thing is that there's a fee going out to you. The reason why I don't like that type is because I have to review. They have to review everything, how much money I made. And what that does is that kicks in people's greed. It's an emotion. It's not something we get to control. People's greed can easily kick in when they see how much money you're making and things like that. All right, so there are 7 steps that I wanted to reveal to you on how to achieve double closing. These steps that I'm sharing with you may have in-betweens, may have just keep in mind that it can be different from place to place, okay? Step 1, go under a separate contract. It's called a contract B with your buyer. I'm assuming that you already have a property under contract. It's called the site A, right? Step 2, you want to confirm an earnest money deposit deposit with your closing agent and attorney. That needs to happen within 24 hours. Basically, you have the right to cancel any contract that doesn't have a earnest money deposit in within 24 hours, okay? Step 3, confirm funds and get it clear to close from buyer's lender. You want that to happen around 7 to 10 days. Anything beyond that, you have a person in your hands that's wasting your time. Step 4, send the 2 sales contract. That means the second contract, side B, send it to your closing agent and inform them that it's a double close transaction. I'm assuming that you already picked up the phone and make sure you have a person who a title company that's investor friendly. Basically, you don't have to educate them on what a double closing is. If you have to educate them on what double closing is, don't do it. It's not gonna work. I'm just telling you right now, okay? Step 5, ask your closing agent if you need a second funding source for transaction A. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Sometimes the bank, the lender on one side, restricts it and they want you to have a second funding source in place. Just keep in mind, just ask them, for you'll be surprised. A lot of times they'll say no. If you do, it's not a big deal. You have transactional funding companies that will charge you 1.2%. That means 1% means 1%, 1% or 2% for any money they give you to do transaction A, but on the condition that you have a second transaction going on, because that's how they get paid right away. Okay. Step 6. If so, that means if you need a second funding transaction, send the 2 sales contract A and B and closing agent info to your transactional funding lender. You can Google transactional funding. As a matter of fact, there's a website called doubleclose.com or doubleclosing.com. They do transactional funding. There's a ton of them out there. Make sure you weigh your options. There may be some really good one in your local area. Make sure you explore your options, but it shouldn't be no more than 2 points that they charge you to use any amount of money. That means for every $100,000 you use within 48 hours, they charge you $2,000. But again, you're making $20,000-$25,000. It's worth it. You know what I'm saying? So they need to confirm that transaction B is approved for funding, because that's how they're gonna get paid within 48 hours. Okay. Step 7, schedule your double closing. Okay. Facilitate that. They'll make it happen. It all happens within less than an hour. Everybody closes. You close one transaction, you close the second transaction, title company does a clean work, they cut you your own check, you go home. That's how simple it can be. That's how simple it needs to be. If it's not that simple, you have complications, there's a good chance the deal would not close anyway. So those are the 7 steps that I wanted to share with you. If you have any questions, any further questions beyond this about double closing, use the comment box below. Ask more questions. I'll be happy to be in there sharing. If you need some contracts and stuff like that, you need a book, you can actually get my book absolutely for free. It's called Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. All right, this book right here called Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, you can get it downloaded for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. I'm also giving you a second book. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets. So I'm giving you all that stuff. You can go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com right now and you can go download it. It's absolutely free. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Please don't forget to give this video a thumbs up. I will see you on the next one, and peace.